Just minutes from downtown Huntsville, 600 new homes are on the town's radar, planned for Madeline Street and Shea Road. Former Huntsville mayor and local developer Claude Doughty is leading the Paisley Project, a proposal for 600 mixed residential units, including block townhouses, stacked townhouses and apartments up to three stories. A resident since 1971, Doughty says he's noticed some reluctance toward growth as many longtime residents worry expanding Huntsville could mean losing its small-town character. Huntsville is not losing its charm. It's growing in a healthy way, Doughty said. The draft proposal for the Paisley Project, or Paisley Center, came before the Huntsville Council at its March 12 planning meeting. The town's manager of planning, Richard Clark, presented council with the staff's review of the plans. Committee Chair Cown, Bob Stone then called on the applicant's representative to comment. Brandon Simon of Toronto-based The Planning Partnership shared a draft conceptual plan for the site. The developers aim to provide mixed-use housing while protecting heritage features, maintaining a natural setting, implementing appropriate stormwater management, and including green space, park areas, and public trail connections, Simon said. Simon described the area as being a very interesting emerging context in terms of recent commercial development nearby and close access to services and amenities. This is where development should happen because services exist there, Simon said during the meeting. It's a very logical and appropriate location. Mayor Nancy Alcock said she's thrilled with the mixed-use housing aspect. Cown. Helena Renwick called the plan ideal for the community's needs, offering an option for new residents seeking housing close to amenities. The draft project is made up of six residential blocks, all of which will need to pass through the Planning Council before development begins. The remaining five conceptual blocks are designated for a trail, a pond, a park, and two natural heritage lands. The first phase of the project, including new roads and sidewalks, is expected to be completed in 2026, Doughty said, with hopes of having the first homes ready as soon as possible to accommodate staff at Fairvern Long-Term Care Home. He estimated the entire project may take up to 15 years to complete. Megan Hederson is a local journalism initiative reporter covering Huntsville and Lake of Bays for MuskokaRegion.com. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.